This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach Riddle. I'm here with Laura Heck. This is episode 15. Today we're going to be talking about all of our favorite recommendations that we have for couples. We're often asked the question, is there a book we should read or a resource we should check out? And we're going to tell you about those. Nobody is paying us to advertise any of these products, but we would certainly take your money if you know anybody who wants to throw it at us. Also, wanted to let you know we're going to go a little long today. I got two notices last week saying that sometimes you prefer longer podcasts, including one from my friend Jerry. And also, you get to hear my favorite dad joke of the week. Ooh, dad joke of the week. Laura's going to hate that.
Good afternoon, Zach.
Good afternoon, Laura. It's February.
It is February.
Do you know what I think about February?
It's time to go on vacation.
That is happening pretty soon. No, I like to think that February is the new January.
You're going to have to explain this. Please tell me it's not a dad joke.
It's not a dad joke, but I got a good one. Want to hear a good dad joke?
I don't know if those two go hand in hand, but I will hear a dad joke.
I say February is the new January because people get all excited about the new year. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and they want to have resolutions and goals and stuff. And then, I don't know, life kind of sneaks up on you. And I think you got to give yourself a break, like a month or so. So today, or February, I'm starting a new flossing streak again.
Yeah. Well, I thought you had started, maybe you didn't, but cool.
I did. I started in January, but then I forgot to do it.
Yeah. No, but you know what we both did during the month of January is we went without alcohol, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And so you completed that and I'm going to keep going as long as I can.
Right on. Yeah. And I'm just going to go get like Blotto today because it's February.
Because it's February. I think this year, every month, I'm going to take on a new focus and just focus on that each month. But I think I told you that I'm really focused on reading, and I completed three books last month. I have three books lined up. They're super intense books. Did you see the ones I had posted that I'm reading right now?
I did. Yeah. I'm not that into them, actually.
Yeah, you don't have to be into them. They're the books I'm reading.
I disapprove of your choices. Hey, do you actually read these books or do you listen to them?
I do both. I do both. Yeah, because I listen to, I would say, the fictional books while I'm driving and being mom and cleaning house. And then I read the nonfiction books because I like to highlight, take notes, those types of things. Mm-hmm. So I do both. Yeah. So actually, it's kind of an interesting segue. That's what we're talking about today is resources, including books that we want to recommend a couple so that they have what I guess a couples therapist's favorite recommendations, favorite resources might be.
Well, I hear it a lot. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you do too. People go, do you have a book that we should read or is there something we should be doing? And I thought, yeah, it would be cool just to talk about that. But first, there was this guy and he had carrots in his ears.
Uh-huh.
And so this woman comes up to him and says, why do you have carrots in your ears? And he says, what?
I'm literally shaking my head. For all of you out there, this is the second time we've had to start because my computer had some issues. And that's the second time I've had to be subject to Zach's awful dad jokes. Did anybody enjoy it? Leave us an email. If you want to hear more dad jokes, please. We would love to
Or if you have a good one, please share it.
Or if you want to shut it down. Email
Do you know
us
the
as
difference
well.
Between a hippo and a Zippo?
One, you had something about fire. No, nope. One's smaller than the other.
That is true. One's very heavy and the other, one is very heavy and the other's a little lighter.
A little lighter. That's okay. I do. I kind of get it. Okay. Now we need to shut this down. By the way, we did get an email from a listener that said that he liked our banter and that he appreciated a little bit longer of an intro before we dive into any of the important matters of the day. So that's why you get us bullshitting just a tiny bit longer.
That was for my friend Jerry. Hi, Jerry. I know Jerry.
Do you know Jerry?
Thanks for listening.
You know what? I appreciate that he sent it to info@forbetter.us and not just to Zach Brittle and says, man, I think you're so funny, because he included me in that. I got included in it.
Yeah, right on.
So let me ask you a question. If you have a couple that's sitting in your office and they say, we're big time readers, Zach, what kind of a recommendation do you have for a book? What can we take with us on vacation so that we can get all sorts of good information, knowledge, whatever it might be?
Yeah, that's my favorite question. Well, it's not my favorite question, but I do like recommending this book. It's actually a novel. It's called The Course of Love, and it's by a guy named Alain de Botton. It's French. I'm not sure how to speak in French accent, but he's a French philosopher.
That sounded pretty good to me.
And he writes a whole bunch of... Oh, thanks. He writes about a variety of topics, but this one book he wrote is about a couple and them moving through life together. And they have arguments and they have babies and one of them has an affair, and the whole time he's writing, he's got this story that's unfolding, but then he'll interrupt it with a philosophical reflection that's in italics. And I think it's really, really brilliant, and it gives, you'll hear me talk a lot about common vocabulary. I think especially when couples read it together or read it, both read it. It creates an opportunity for them to have a shared vocabulary around their relationship through the lens of this other relationship. And a lot of it's very practical and applicable. But I tend to want to recommend that book more often than an actual marriage
fiction.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So here I'll come in with two recommendations, because as you were talking, I just thought of a book. So I always, always, always recommend Shirley Glass's book, Not Just Friends.
Okay.
Not to couples that are experiencing infidelity or are on the brink of infidelity or betrayal, issues of jealousy. I recommend it to all couples, especially couples that are early on in their relationship, because it's a really thick book. One of my favorite parts about this book is that it has an amazingly rich, robust, I'm trying to think of another word that starts with R. Detailed.
rich, robust, relevant table
of contents, where for someone like me who loses their attention in the first 10 minutes of reading, I can just go to the table of contents and read almost as if it was a blog, and read just 3 or 4 pages at a time that pertains to me and what I'm needing at that moment. So that's Shirley Glass's book. It's written for couples specifically around infidelity. But I find that the first part of the book really talks about a slippery slope and how to avoid infidelity. And I think that's important information for couples to have that are not experiencing infidelity, but just want to set themselves up for success. The second book is a book that I'm reading right now. I'm not all the way through it, but I can already tell it's going to be really helpful for couples. And it's called Nonviolent Communication. And it's a really awful title for a really good blueprint of how couples should communicate. It's basically just guidelines for how to communicate in the best way possible.
Basically, don't be violent.
Well, I think that the title is so awful, because when we think about violence, our brain goes to a lot of different places. And I think mostly it just kind of evokes an emotion in a lot of us. But it's just a really good book. Like if I was to give it a title, it would probably be like, hey, how to have good communication.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this question. What about podcasts? You and I are both super into podcasts, not to mention we have our own podcast.
We do.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Got it.
What's a podcast you recommend for couples?
Again, I have a sort of a non-traditional answer here, which is I don't think it really matters. I think if you have free time and you have an interest in something, there's a podcast that you can listen to. And if you are listening to it again with this at the same time as your partner, or you're listening to it together, and that creates conversation for you, or it creates a shared vocabulary for you, then it's valuable to the relationship. I do have some that I like a lot. My favorite podcast is probably one that's called You Made It Weird by Pete Holmes. Pete Holmes is a comedian who is interviewing other comedians constantly. And they discuss comedy, they discuss religion, they discuss sex. I think he tries to hit all three of those each time, but it's always a fascinating conversation.
In case you're wondering, if this is the first time you're hearing Zach say conversation, his N becomes before his V. So it's conversation. I have no idea.
It does come.
Yeah.
No, but if you're interested in, rocket science or underwater basket weaving or, horror films, there's a podcast for you. And I think even if it's a way to help your partner learn about you, just say, hey, will you check this one out with and for me? And then all of a sudden you have something to talk about at dinner.
That's awesome. Which is great, because for couples that are looking to sort of up the ante when it comes to their intellectual intimacy, one of the five facets, being able to share information with your partner is going to be a way to deepen that intimacy.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame, so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
So my recommendation is Sex Therapy Radio. And this referral came to me by way of a couple that I was working with and really working hard on expanding their sexual appetite and knowledge. And so I sort of tasked the female to go out there and do what she could to learn more. And she came across this podcast, Sex Therapy Radio, which has one sex therapist and one marriage and family therapist. And they're based on the East Coast. And you can tell that I have been highly influenced by them because their title of their podcast is Sex Therapy Radio. And the title of our podcast is Marriage Therapy Radio.
We're all equal opportunity plagiarists.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So we've got podcasts. We have books. What about websites or blogs? Any recommendations?
Yeah. You want to guess what mine is?
I'm going to go for the blog that you write for.
Okay. No, but you can go ahead and make that plug if you want.
I will, because I really like your writing. That's your strongest suit, aside from dressing yourself in flannels. No.
By the way, guess what I'm wearing today?
A hoodie?
No.
What is it? Stand up.
It's my
flannel?
It's my ill-fitting flannel, but
it's probably less ill-fitting now.
It's true. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's less ill-fitting.
Working hard.
Yep.
Zach and I, we met a while back, but one of his strongest suits is writing. And so he would write for the Gottman Institute. They have this amazing blog, and any topic you're looking for, there's been about 8 articles that have been written on that specific topic. And I'm constantly sending couples there just to read up on one specific thing. The thing that I like best about the blog is that you can search. And you can also see how many minutes it's going to take you to read. So it has a little numeral at the top, and it says this is 4 minutes long. And for somebody that has clients that are like me that don't like homework and they have a limited attention span, it's just the right of information.
Right on.
What's your website or blog?
Well, again, I don't really think it matters. I think it's, but here's one that I think you can activate pretty easily is, Rebecca and I, for a while, we got into food blogs, where we were looking at different recipes and trying to figure out what to make together. I think one problem with recommending a blog is that it puts your face into the computer. And sometimes mm-hmm. that means you're turning your face away from your partner. So I want to, if anything, recommend something that will help you turn back toward your partner. And if that's finding a cool recipe mm-hmm. or, you know, playing a game even, then
the recipe you're doing together.
Yeah. And it's hard to recommend a single food blog. We bounced around a whole bunch of them, but they're easy to find, particularly if you want to vary the type of food you're making. If you're really into Italian food, there's an Italian food blog. If you want to bake, you can go find the baking one, you know? So,
yeah.
You know what I made the other day? This is what I made. Cucumber subs. I made some.
Was it?
No, I made a sub, like a subs sandwich, but the bread was a cucumber.
What did you put inside?
Well, I made a ham and cheese one. So I put mayonnaise and mustard and ham and cheese and turkey. And I ate a ham and cheese sub with cucumber bread. It was fantastic.
And how thick is the bread? Because I'm imagining you just kind of cutting a little bit out of the cucumber. But you get
a big cucumber, you know, and then you cut it in half and you scoop out all those seeds. And that's where you put the filling. So it's a...
Man...
It's good. And then I made one. This one was not that good. It had, I put guacamole and some turkey and a little bit of bacon. And so mm-hmm. it was almost like a...
I don't know how anything could not be good with bacon. Once you said bacon, I was like, oh, I'm sure it's delicious.
Yeah. but here's the thing. You got to eat them right away. You can't make them and store them.
Right. Cucumber gets soft.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
But I made those. Well, we found that's a great example. We found that it was a thing that got served up to us on Facebook. And I was like, Rebecca, do you think we would like these? And so I went out and bought some stuff and I made them. And we had cucumber subs for lunch after our workout. It was really cool.
Do you know how many recipes I have made because a recipe has been shown on a video on Facebook? I'll be scrolling through. I actually made these cookies for my son. And they were like chia seed, coconut, almond milk, dates, almond butter, and oats. And it was just like, other than it was egg-free, it was processed sugar-free. It was so good. And I don't feel bad giving them to him when he gets back from work or school. We call it work for him. I'm sure it is work.
I think it's worth noting, though, that I don't generally recommend Facebook as a website for couples. It's really hard to... be turning toward your partner when you're constantly paying attention to the sort of what's being thrown at you or fed to you by what's his name?
Agreed.
What's his name?
Agreed.
The guy.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg. All right. The guy, Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay. What about apps? Do you have any favorite apps that you like to use? So kind of a segue into that. Hold on. I want to suggest something. Okay. Is that you had said blogs, food blogs. You got me into this 3 years ago, which is Blue Apron, and it's now an app. So it's an app that I use, and Blue Apron is one of those pre-cut meals that comes to your door, and we have three
box of ingredients.
Meals. Yeah. It's a box of ingredients. Okay, thank you. Yeah. It comes to your door, and then we cook together. And I have found as a couple, it's my absolute favorite time of the day because at night I get all those ingredients. I don't have to think about anything. All I get to do is just be present and enjoy the meal, enjoy the process, enjoy my family. And it's gotten everybody in the kitchen. I think the beauty about doing Blue Apron is that nobody is the chef and nobody is the sous chef. You know how sometimes like when it's your recipe, you take the lead and then your partner's just your helper? But these are really novel recipes that you've never made before. And so both of you are actively in the kitchen doing it together. One of my favorite ways to connect. And that's an app that you download on your phone.
Okay. By the way, this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio brought to you by Blue Apron. mm-hmm,
exactly.
Yeah. If you know somebody at Blue Apron app? Who wants to advertise with us, have them have them.
Yeah. Send them our way. That would be awesome.
No, I favor apps that help you with date night. So whether that's Open Table or Fandango.
Do you want to describe what Open Table is?
Sure. Open Table is the app that lets you identify reservations at restaurants, and it'll mm-hmm. feed you restaurants that are near you, or it'll feed you. We're talking a lot about food, I know, but obviously going out to dinner
because you've been eating cucumbers.
Obviously going out to dinner is a great date. You can buy movie tickets. You know what else? I spent a lot of time actually in my office with a couple scrolling through Groupon. Because Groupon,
I knew you were going to say that. Yes.
Yeah, we were just trying to find stuff for them to do together because they, and so there's tons of ideas that I would never think of on my own. But if it helps you with date night and it helps you again turn toward your partner, I'm a fan.
That's awesome.
And then I have favorite apps that Rebecca has nothing to do with,
But that's aside from that's recommending a different thing. That's to couples, right?
About,
but, what about TV or movie recommendations?
Yes, this is actually my favorite. This is my favorite thing, is watching TV. I'm just kidding.
and eating.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
So this, I have two that I want to speak to directly. One is a show that's on Showtime. It's called The Affair. And every time I recommend this, people go, no, oh my gosh, I would never watch that. But here's why I think this show is brilliant. At least in the first season, the story centers around these two couples, and one of the men has an affair with one of the women. And the way that the show is built, the first half hour shows you this period of time as the man, the involved man, from his perspective and his life. And then the second half mm-hmm. hour switches and shows you the involved woman and her life. And mm-hmm. of course, much of that story does not include the other person. They cross paths less frequently than you might imagine. But what's fascinating mm-hmm. is to watch the different versions of the times they're together. Because he's having this experience of maybe being seduced by her or her dressing provocatively. And then she's having this other experience of kind of bumbling and kind of feeling like a schoolgirl almost in his presence. And it just speaks to the notion that there's two realities always,
right.
Or at least two realities always. And that, mm-hmm. And with regard to infidelity in particular, it doesn't simplify it. It doesn't make somebody a good guy and a bad guy, or, it really shows how complex these stories can be, which I know Shirley Glass's book also speaks to. Mm-hmm. But I like it for that purpose. And if that subject matter isn't for you, then the other one is this movie called, The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. And the guy who made the movie, he made a movie that he called Him, which was the story of this couple with the husband as the protagonist. And then he made a movie called Her, which is the exact same story with the wife as the protagonist. And then he cut those two movies together and called it Them. And if you watch them in order, then what happens as the viewer is you get to the third movie and you realize that you're having a hard time piecing together whose story is being told, because again, it's very complex. And they're having an argument in the street, and what he doesn't know is that she's just come from the grocery store where she was bawling, but we know that. And so it's a really fascinating study in point of view, particularly when couples are coming together in the midst of conflict or chaos in their life. So I think both of those can be both entertaining and educational experiences. So,
wow. Okay. So just tell me the name of that last movie.
That's called The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby.
Okay. All right. I'm going to watch that. I'm fully influenced. Okay.
Jessica
so
Chastain
the last question.
I think Jessica Chastain said that.
Okay. Last question is, if I think I need a couples therapist, what's a good referral for someone who's seeking a couples therapist?
I think the easiest, lowest hanging fruit for us is through the Gottman Relationship blog. I'm sorry, the Gottman Relationship Network. You can log on to the Gottman site, and anybody who's begun training and who is sort of moving up the expertise ladder there is likely to be listed, and you can search by zip code. And so that would be my first recommendation. But But I think the most effective one is to talk to your friends who you trust and love, who may know a therapist that would be a good fit for you. Because the Gottman methodology is fantastic, but if you don't have a rapport with the therapist, then you're then it's not going to be effective for you. So you want to get recommendations that are unique to you and to your particular style.
Yeah. And a couple of recommendations that I would have for couples is that one, know your insurance. So if you have an insurance policy, some insurance companies will cover couples therapy, some will not. So call your insurance company, find out what your you have as a plan. I would say second is know what you're willing to do. So are you willing to go in all in? Is this going to take a year? Is this going to take 6 months? So just kind of ask yourself, what do you have resource wise? And then I would only go see somebody that says that they see couples. And a lot of, I guess, kind of one of those things to look out for is when you find a generalist that says that they treat depression, anxiety, adolescence, marriage and family therapy. So you want to have somebody that actually specializes and focuses their attention on either just couples or couples and depression. Those go hand in hand. But you do not want to see somebody who says that they treat absolutely everything. If they're treating adolescence and anorexia and body dysmorphia and also couples and also you know, where you're pulling your hair out and you're eating it. I mean, it's just kind of, you want to make sure.
That's called trichotillomania.
Thank you. I actually don't know how to say it. My son knows how to say all the words, all the dinosaur words, which are really hard to say. And I cannot pronounce them. It took me forever to be able to say Vietnamese food, just so you know. It came out as Vietnamese.
Hey,
all right.
Do you know why you can't hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why?
Because the P is silent.
For people who haven't read a children's book for a while about dinosaurs, pterodactyl starts with P.
Yeah, or people PT, who just know how to spell. I mean,
okay. Well, you know what? I missed a year of school in the United States, so that's what I'm going to go ahead and blame it on.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up because it's heading way downhill. That's two dad jokes in one episode.
No, it's three.
Okay.
It's three dad jokes.
Oh, man. All right, hey, that's too many.
Seriously, do feed us topics you want us talking about. Do let us know if you check out any of these recommendations or if you have other recommendations for people, whether it's films or books or apps or blogs.
Let us know if you like dad jokes, because if you don't, we can absolutely cut them like real quick. Cut them right out.
All right. Thank you so much.
It was fun spending time with you today, Zach.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. Something that was on my mind today is that this podcast may be helpful to you. You might get a nugget of wisdom that you hold on to and you think about for the next couple of days. But I would really love it if you had the ability to pass this on to somebody else. And sometimes you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And I think it might be really helpful if you have somebody that you care about, a relationship that you want to help nurture as a friend, as a mentor. I do ask for you to email our podcast to somebody and just ask for them to listen to it. Also, as always, we would love a review. You have to log into iTunes in order to give the review. And for that extra 5 minutes that you take, I'm giving you a big air hug right now. Thanks so much.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.